We're back in Dunedin, field level with John Schneider. Blue Jays coach. It sounds great to say that. Got to meet you last year a couple of times, had you on our show. I don't know. I'm surprised you're here. You should be doing something because everybody in this camp's working like 24/7.
Yeah, I guess I let the new guy kind of do whatever he wants, right? I've been here doing a lot of work here, so it's nice to get a little 5-minute break with you guys. So it's good to be here.
So there's, you must, you know, people probably know you were the manager in AA in Manchester. It must be like seeing some of your kids graduate here. There's a lot of, you got a lot of connections on that field, don't you?
Yeah, it's cool to see these guys kind of come up here and take the next step, hopefully getting up to the big leagues, and just familiar with them. You know, they're familiar with me, I'm familiar with them. So I think it makes that transition for them and for me a little bit easier.
Now, one of the things Charlie Montoyo said when I got down here and talked to him, he said, one thing you're going to notice is we're doing a lot of things aggressively, throwing behind runners. He said he's given you, you know, basically free rein to do that with these guys, to work on it as much as you need, We know Danny Jansen's going to be the everyday guy here. What role does the catcher play, John, in sort of ensuring that aggressive, and I'm using that in air quotes, right, but that aggressive mindset transfers to the field, and, you know, and is there in the seventh inning, not just the start of the game?
It's huge. You know, I think that, you know, any good catcher, I think, is an extension of the manager, extension of the coaching staff out there. And for me personally, you know, working with those guys and having Charlie, you know, want to have that mindset, it makes my job a lot of fun. And it's cool to have a guy like Jano back there, who I know real well from when he was a kid coming up. And it just makes my job a little bit easier, but it's fun. You know, you want, every good team has a good catcher, and he's got a good presence back there, whether it be, you know, conversations with his staff or the actual, you know, the way he's throwing behind runners or the way he's calling a game. So it's been fun to kind of put that right into play. And, you know, all the guys that have been here, Jano, Luke, Reese, they've all done a great job with it.
Yeah, he's one of the really interesting stories here, Jansen, John. And, you know, interesting career track, had that year when he jumped, you know, three levels in 1 year after he got the glasses and everything. But you know, this was a competition for that job coming into spring. Charlie announced, or a week, 10 days ago, that Jansen would be the guy. Can you talk, that's a big role for a young catcher, yeah, catching 110, 120 games in the big leagues, about, you know, how he, you know, how he's prepared for that, and just kind of what's on his shoulders.
Well, physically, he's ready. You know, he's done that before in the minor leagues, and I think the biggest adjustment and transition is going to be the game planning and getting to know the new pitchers and kind of how you're going to execute a really specific game plan. So watching, I think, a veteran guy like Russ last year and talking to him a little bit helped him. The biggest thing is just trying, and for him and for me, is getting all the information that we do have available and really kind of cutting it down and condensing it to where, you know, he can use what's really important. So it is a big responsibility, but something that we're all confident he can really take and run with. And, you know, a big part of what makes him really good is his intangibles off the field and relationships that he does build with the staff and his teammates. So that part of it we're looking forward to.
Now, John, you know Vladdy as well as anybody in this camp, probably better. He's played for you. The grade one oblique strain, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are going to be concerned. I mean, there's already talk, well, the guy needs to lose some weight. It's a, you know, this is an issue that's going to have to be monitored. Look, you've seen this guy play a whole year. You know what his work ethic is. You know what he's all about. Is this a setback for him? And how do you think he'll take it? You know, I asked Bo Bichette about it, and Bo had kind of a funny line and said, Vladdy's really good at figuring out what he needs to figure out. How do you think he'll handle it?
I just talked to him a couple minutes ago, and he's going to be fine with it. You know, I think that injuries like that, they can happen to anybody. It was disappointing for him, disappointing for us, obviously, you know, when it happened, but his mindset is good right now. And I think that, you know, whenever you put a challenge in front of players like that, you know, you talk about Bo, you talk about Vladdy, they're going to accept it head on, you know, so we fully expect him to recover as quickly as he can and be back on the field soon.
Those, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, Vladdy defensively, whether he can stick at the position. Some talk about Bo Bichette defensively as a shortstop. Will he stick at that position or wind up at second base? You've seen those guys play a lot of games, yeah, in the field. Tell me, are those guys, can they stick at those positions in the major leagues?
I think so. I think that, you know, whenever you have players that are that talented, it's easy to forget how young they are. And the improvements that Bo made last year, you know, defensively with me in New Hampshire were tremendous. The things that he did in the wintertime to make him the shortstop he is now, totally different player in my eyes than what the guy I saw in September to the guy I see now defensively. So, and Vladdy's the same way. You know, Vladdy's, you know, he's such a, you know, a big-bodied kid over there. But, you know, he's so much better than people give him credit for. So it's easy to get lost in the offense with those guys, but the defensive part of it, they work just as hard. And, you know, if they keep progressing, I think right now, yeah, they're right where they should be. And then it's just up to them to kind of keep progressing and keep evolving with that position and the demands of it. And, but I think they're both in a really good spot with, you know, defensively where they are right now.
I mean, we've seen Bo take batting practice. We've seen him play a few games. I've talked to him a couple of times, and I've been telling people, like, the past couple of years, like, I don't know if I've enjoyed seeing something as much as I've enjoyed watching him go first to third, hair flying.
Yeah. The belt low.
Yeah, exactly. But how does he maintain, because you talk to his teammates, and nobody seems pissed off that he's got a little bit of swagger to him, little bit of arrogance. It doesn't seem to bother people. What is it about his personality that allows him to be like that, but not, you know, not get in people's grill?
I think the only time you see people get mad at him is opposing pitchers when he's taking a swing and he's falling over and his hair's everywhere. But he's such a competitive guy, and I think that he wants to be great, you know. So it's a fine line, and I think when you have, you know, the environment set that Charlie's set and what we try to do in the minor leagues, and don't be afraid to make mistakes and don't be afraid to be who you are, I think that when a player feels comfortable with, you know, being himself, you're going to get the best version of that player. So it's great that the message is being delivered the same way this year with Charlie as it has been with Bo in the past. Just go out and play the way you play. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. And, you know, for Bo, it's playing with your hair on fire, literally. You know?
Literally,
so,
yeah.
Literally sometimes. So you love seeing that. You love seeing that in a young player, a guy that wants to be great and is going to take some chances.
I want to ask you about another player you had at Manchester. I saw him in the fall league a little bit as well, Kevin Biggio, where they were trying him in right field. Kind of talk about his... John, about where you think his ceiling is and where he winds up in the field, because that seems to be a bit of an open question.
Yeah, I think right now we still view him as a second baseman and maybe a little bit of a utility infielder. You know, he played first, he played third, he played an inning as short for me last year. So the outfield part of it, you know, he can do. He's an athlete. His arm plays up when he's off of second base. Great baseball instincts. And I think the ceiling for him is, you know, it could be anything from a super utility guy that can bounce around everywhere and be in the lineup every day, or it could be an everyday second baseman. So the luxury of that is he's still young and we can still kind of, you know, keep him on the infield. But if needed, it's a huge luxury for a manager to have a guy like that, to where you can bounce him around and you can get some other matchups that you may want, knowing you can put Cavan anywhere. So still feeling his way through the outfield a little bit, but man, he's an awesome guy to have on your roster.